last night in the middle of the North Carolina State Fair Midway. I launched myself toward the night sky. It was a ride, variously called the quad jump, the Euro bungee, or the spider jump trampoline. I crawled onto one of the four trampolines, harnessed up to my fiberglass pole, and bounced over 20 feet straight up to the waxing crescent moon. Oh my goddess, how gravity and decades fell away from me. My jump mates were all children. When I first inquired of the operator what the weight limit was, he had replied that 20 pounds were required. No, I mean the limit on the other end, I said. He assured me the ride could handle up to 200 pounds. But there were no other adults doing the jumping. I worried about being self-conscious. But once I was jumping, whoo-wee, self-consciousness fell away too. I felt younger than I have in at least the last 20 of my 66 years. My love told me later that people stopped to watch my obvious joy. People on the midway stopped to listen to my totally unstoppable laughter. This morning, I realized that my launch toward the stars was the perfect metaphor for my ebook launch. Well, easier and more fun, maybe, than my launch of Tales from My Teachers on the Alzheimer's Unit. But still, I'm ready to launch the ebook, finally have the content and cover files all uploaded. Now I'm waiting to find out if I can enroll in Kindle Select, which requires exclusive distribution, for one enrollment period of 3 months, and still hire BookBaby to distribute to their 11 distribution partners, including Amazon, when that enrollment period is over. I'm planning to submit to Kindle Singles, too, which does not require exclusivity, and that excites me almost as much as the bungee jumping. My nonfiction ebook is just the right length for Kindle Singles, and if it's accepted, it could have a huge effect on reaching my readers. So, I've harnessed up yet another day to the work of being a writer. Today, I made the writing decision to participate in November in the Namelos Novel Workshop with editors Stephen Roxburgh, Carolyn Coleman, Joy Neves, and Karen Klockner. By then, my ebook will be launched, and I will have gratefully returned to my focus on writing young adult fiction. All of it is risk. All of it is fascinating. And all of it keeps me joyously alive.